I do believe John Sim is in the house, everybody!
Hello, hello.
Good morning, John.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing?
Actors in bands. Two actors in bands. This is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good, good for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So your new TV show is called Strangers. It begins on Monday, 9 p.m. on ITV. Gripping first episode. I saw it on this encoded thing that they sent to me.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife and I watched it. Two blokes married to the same lady and Hong Kong. Continue.
Yeah, it's a right old plot and a half. I play a professor whose wife works in Hong Kong for 2 weeks out of every month. He never goes over. He's very busy. He never flies. He doesn't like flying. Anyway, she dies there. She has a car crash. We think it's a car crash. He goes over to identify the body and realizes that she's actually been married and she's got a family over there. And then the body goes missing and this whole conspiracy thing goes off.
Okay, so you see this guy in the police station and he's in a different office and your character sees this guy in a police station and he's in a different place, different interview room, and he's looking at photographs of your character's wife and you think, hang on a minute, he must be the lorry driver.
Yeah.
He turns out he's the husband, but he's been married to her for longer than your guy has.
A lot longer, and they have a daughter, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it was a whole lie he was living. He had no idea.
But then it goes, because you think, well, okay, because it gets us from the office. It's a brilliant, brilliant first episode. But then more twist than Chubby Checker. I mean, it carries on twisting, doesn't it, all the way?
Yeah, it does, man. Yeah, it does. It carries on twisting all the way home.
It's very clever, isn't it?
Yeah.
So clever. Right, Jack, writers. What about the writers? Let's hear it for the writers.
The unsung heroes, yes. Let's give them a hand.
Seriously. If it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage or the screen. That's what they say, isn't it? And how do you do what you do? Because there's a lot of, and it's not the big screen, it's the small screen. By the way, it's been trailed in cinemas, isn't it?
It is, yeah. ITV's marketing budget is quite something, isn't it? It's everywhere.
Yeah, because normally you watch telly and they're trailering films. You go to the cinema, they're trailing your TV show. I couldn't believe it.
It's mad. It is
completely crazy. But there's so much of the time your character's not saying anything, but we're with him all the way. How do you do that as an actor? How do you draw us in like that? Those expressions and...
Oh, I don't know. They just give me those parts, don't they? The intense guy that has to find out why some terrible thing happened and who killed somebody and blah, blah, blah. It's Mr. Normal Man. And I guess I'm the eyes of the audience, so I've got to get them on my side. And hopefully, as I find stuff out, they find stuff out. And, you know, and the plot thickens.
It does thicken. Yeah. I love the last minute, the phone call, when he finally gets a charger to charge up his iPhone.
Yeah, and he hears the message.
Because basically, the wife leaves the second husband a message on the phone.
Yeah.
As she's driving.
Yeah.
As she gets hit by the truck. And then as something else happens, and I won't say what.
That's right. Something else happens and he hears it, yeah.
We got a bit close there.
Yeah, close.
He looks haggard. You look really well.
Oh, thanks. So do you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good lie. And, but he looks really haggard in the... How do you get... Do you have to stay up for, like, days on end before to look that bad?
It's jet lag, man. It's easy. It's like flying backwards and forwards to Hong Kong. And, and the hours and the night shoots and, you know... It's you look haggard anyway in the middle of a job. 3 months shooting in Hong Kong. So
and did you leave his hair? Did you leave his hair? Because his hair looks like he needs a haircut. Is that all part of the character?
Does he? Oh, yeah. No, it's good. He's dishevelled.
He's
creased.
Totally dishevelled.
Yeah, he's a professor. He's he's a bit of a model. He's a human.
And here's a question for both you and Jack and Jamie, if you like, but I don't think you'll know the answer. But you're willing to join.
Because
he wears a necklace. Your character.
Yeah.
And I've always wondered why they put jewellery on certain characters in movies and then sometimes they don't. What's that about?
I guess that's just a choice, isn't it? Did you wear a necklace or did you know? Sometimes I leave my own things on, so I've never worn this I'll just leave it on. But I don't know. It's a costume department.
I've always thought, Jack, what do you think about that?
What jewellery?
Jewellery for characters. When do the writers, producers, directors decide to bejewel a character and not bejewel a character?
Well, I'm not going to answer that, but I am going to say I like jewels, mostly in the raw. Okay. Without any settings, you know, just like when you see some jewels just laying on a black velvet piece of material.
But not on a chain.
I just think they're really gorgeous, like stones. I can't believe they're stones that happened in nature. You can find. I sound like some kind of kook, but what was the question?
Why do
people wear jewelry sometimes?
I've studied this a lot, and I think it's because they want to make the character. You rarely see in a dramatic role, not in another role. You rarely see in a dramatic role an invulnerable character wearing jewelry. I think it's when they want to make them vulnerable, but I don't know.
I think it's when they want to make them seem materialistic and not likable.
There's an answer to a question.
Unless you're playing King Tut.
Oh, hang on, Jamie, world-renowned chef.
Well, all I know, like, I'm not an actor like you boys, but in the 20 years I've been doing cooking shows, I know that this necklace that I'm wearing now has been the bane of every sound man's life.
Oh, yeah.
And they take it off. I say, it's lucky, I'll have bad luck if you take it off. They gaffer it, they stick it. So I'm really confused how B.A. Baracus actually did his role in the 80s, because he was blinged up to the hilt.
I think it was plastic. I think it was mostly plastic.
Was it plastic?
Or CGI.
See, sound men get upset about
it.
They get upset about things, sound men. They're also unsung heroes of our industry, you know?
There are many unsung heroes that we need to sing about.
But jewelry's as noisy as that bread.
Let's sing about some more unsung heroes. So we're going for writers, we're going for sound guys.
Location manager.
Let's hear it for the location.
Nothing like a good location.
Come on, John.
The continuity lady.
Such a,
Caterer.
Yes, yes.
Okay, unsung heroes of the rock and roll industry, Johnny.
I can just second Soundman.
Sound guy's been amazing. I really wanted to say that.
What, Nick?
Yeah.
Nick's second day on the job, work experience.
Oh, there you go.
Unbelievable.
Well, he's
fresh-faced and brilliant.
I know.
Don't forget the roadie.
Let's go for one more.
First AD, no one would know what that is. That's the guy controlling the floor to make sure we're all on time and that they're all happy when they're supposed to be happy after 10 hours of filming. First ADs around the world.
Okay, and what about the people who prep your food? What are they called?
The food stylists, the food team.
Food stylists!
Up mountains,
yes. Across Vale.
Yes, finding things that shouldn't be in places.
Presentation, right? Is that what the stylist does?
I normally do that, but they get everything ready just in case the worst happens.
Right, I didn't know that was a thing, food stylist.
Yeah, well, they have to, they need to get like 10 of everything just in case. I like to be a one-shot wonder, but, sometimes things go wrong.
We all like to be a one-shot wonder.
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
Five.
There you go. All right, so, John Sim, his new drama Strangers begins on Monday at 9 p.m. on ITV. And it's very good. It's gripping, it's compelling, it's engaging from the first frame until the last and almost into the advert. It will make you want to make pasta. And if you've never made pasta, seriously, it's so easy and it's absolutely brilliant. It's one of those things, why haven't I done this before? John, please tell me you've made pasta.
I've made pasta. I do a really good tuna pasta, actually. It's very good. Yeah. Good
are you a whiz in the kitchen, Jack Black?
I'm very good with mac and cheese pasta. Yeah. You know what I like to make it? Al dente.
Al dente. Yeah. Al fresco.
You just cook it a little less. The box tells you to make it for 8 minutes. Make it for 7.5. You taste the difference.
See how it goes.
That's the way of the Italiano pasta.
Yeah.
A little ketchup, marinara, if you please.
Ketchup. Damn.
Isn't that what marinara is? A little bit of ketchup?
This happened to us once before on this show.
Jamie knows.
We were faced with three guests who were getting on so well, and I can't remember who it was, but I'll try and remember during Raise Light's next song. And I just looked at the three of them and I thought, you've got to do something together. You three, we got John Sim here.
I'm sorry, wait. I was trying to play something earlier. I got to turn it up. Sorry, gosh. Okay. I'm the worst.
You got John Sim, you got Jack Black, you got Jamie, you got the Triple J. The Triple J's in the house, right?
Yes.
Why don't you just do something together, you three?
Let's do something on Netflix. Come on, man.
I like a Triple J. Yeah. It's already been written. It's writing itself.
With a soundtrack from Razor. Can we have Johnny's mic up again?
The cook, the rocker, and the clown. I'm the clown.
The cook, the rocker, the clown, and the thespian.
You're the rocker. I wasn't calling you a clown.
No, he's the rocker.
We're just going to talk briefly about the sofa again, Johnny. Very, very quickly. Do you remember where the sofa conversation first took place?
In a pub in North London.
And do you remember what day
it was?
Yeah, no, it was great.
No. I remember.
Do you remember the day?
No. I don't remember.
It was the morning after the Brits the night before. I hadn't been to bed. And so I thought the best thing to do was probably go to the pub the second it opened. And the only other person in there at 11 o'clock was you!
I think we were on the same. Yeah.
That's how we got to the sofa thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So John has this new drama out. Two men married to the same woman. He thinks he's been married to her. Well, he knows he's been married. John's character, Jonah, knows he's been married to her for 5 years. However, somebody else in Hong Kong, where she works 6 months every year, has been married to her for 20 years, and he discovers that when he has to go over there to identify her body. That's right, isn't it? So Hong Kong, how was Hong Kong for you?
Hong Kong was a whole new experience. I've never been to China. It was quite an eye-opener. Great for the character because it's very, very different culturally and in every way, and that with the jet lag, you know, it was a bit of a mad place to be, but brilliant for, because, you know, the character's in the same quandary. He sort of has the rug pulled under his feet by, you know, being in a different culture as well as all the stuff
really
that's happening.
He's so vulnerable, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Did you see James Nesbitt when you were out there? Because he films most things now in Hong Kong.
Yeah, he was there, and Amelia Fox, who I was filming with, they met up.
She's fantastic in it, by the way.
She's great, isn't
she's
she?
She's fantastic in this thing that you're in. Fat. In fact, everybody's brilliant. Yeah. Jack, you've Hong Konged, you've never filmed there, but you've promoted there.
I promoted there, I did a little Kung Fu Panda there, and also I performed at a rock festival called Clock and Flap. That I really recommend.
That's more German in Hong Kong.
I know. It was very strange.
When people employ you for a movie, right, I think you're amazing. However, when people employ you for a movie...
However.
Yeah, there's a however here.
Uh-oh,
it was
going to
be a but, and I softened it to however, but you still spotted it. Do producers, movie companies, do they hire you as much for your acting prowess as your promotional prowess? Because you sell a film well. And when they cast actors, do they bear in mind, are they going to sell this film well in promotion?
I mean, it's a business. At the end of the day, they look at the numbers. They crunch the numbers and say, how did this last one do? It's part of the game.
You're very good at it, Jack.
They want to know you're going to go out there and sell it and really, you know. And I'm a team player. Yeah, I think they do.
You looked away slightly at the end.
The whole package.
Looked up to.
Did
the
I
left.
Look to the left?
A little bit.
Are you like an interrogator? You can tell when someone's fibbing a little bit by the body language.
MI5 have been on. Right, Jamie, have you Hong Konged?
A number of times. Often when I go to Australia. But we have a restaurant there as well. It's an amazing place, an amazing skyline. I can see how it would be amazing for filming.
It's a great backdrop for a movie, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Amazing. Yeah, and we went to James' restaurant quite a few times, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, it was round the corner from the hotel.
Bless you. I hope they looked after you.
They were great.
There's some very cool graffiti in there.
Yeah, there is. It's very nice. Nice place.
All right, stop it. Right, our guests have been with us this morning. They've been amazing, first of all. Let's talk about Jamie Oliver. Jack Black, what is Jamie Oliver up to, please?
Jamie Cooks Italy continues at 8 p.m. on Monday on Channel 4, and the accompanying book, Jamie Cooks Italy, is out now.
Very erotic.
Best ever.
I know.
All right, Jack Black's been with us. John Sim, what is Jack Black up to?
Jack's new film, The House with the Clock in Its Walls, is in cinemas from the 21st of September.
Thank you very much.
Go and see it.
Well said on the title. Very difficult to say.
And John Sim is with us. And Johnny Braille, what is John Sim up to, please?
John's new drama, Strangers, begins on Monday at 9 p.m. on ITV.
Thank you very much. Well done. Holding his own in the voiceover stakes there. Congratulations. And what are Razor Light up to, please, Jamie Oliver?
Razor Light's first album in 10 years, Olympus Sleeping, is out on the 26th of October, so pre-order that bad boy. And their 12-date UK tour starts... I'm dyslexic, right? And you put star, just so you know. It starts in Glasgow on the 4th of December.
All right, and let's have a round of applause for the band, please. David Ellis, vocal, let's go. Happy Deacon on the bass. David, Scotty Sullivan.